This is episode 2124 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you right where you are as you get ready to give yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as we launch into a brand new theme here on the podcast. Every week we begin with a new theme we explore all week long. In each episode, you discover a different meditation technique you can do to explore ways to help you experience the theme. Each theme helps you process your emotions in the way that feels right for you. Our theme this week continues with exploring some ancient traditions for our modern life, especially in regard to all we're experiencing with a pandemic and the uncertainty in the world today. We are exploring Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. The Yoga Sutras is a classic work written by the ancient Indian sage Patanjali, who lived over 5,000 years ago. He's believed to be the author of the Yoga Sutras. Yoga means union or unity, and that's what we all seek these days. The yamas are considered to be a limb on the different aspects of the Yoga Sutras. The yamas represent right living. You can go back through the previous week's series and explore the first through the fourth yamas. In this week's series, you explore the yama that has to do with non-attachment. It is the aparigraha yama. You may think that this yama has to do with releasing attachment to things you want or desire, such as maybe you want a better house or a better car. This yama has more to do with those internal aspects of yourself, such as your desire to want what someone else has, to feeling like perhaps you feel a little more entitled to something than someone else. Maybe you work harder, so you feel like you deserve to be in a higher position at work than someone else. Or maybe you're an athlete and you feel like you're a better athlete than someone who maybe receives more recognition. This also has to do with feeling like you're not enough. Maybe you're hard on yourself and you, despite your success in some endeavor, you feel like you always need to do more. It's just never quite good enough. So this non-attachment theme will be what we focus on in each episode this week. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, I'll guide you as you begin to focus on non-attachment and consider what attachments you'd like to begin to release in your own life. This series is sponsored by the Sip and Om Meditation app. This app guides you through 30-minute meditations. You also receive a journal with a daily reflection question on it, customized to help you process your emotions and go a little more deeply into this week's theme, as well as a guide with the different techniques for you so you can take a look back and remember the different techniques, and then do these techniques not only as you meditate, but also as you go about your days. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free access to the full app of over 2,000 guided meditations. So if you want to go a little more deeply into this week's series, that's a way to find additional support. I'll also mention that I share daily insight and extra support throughout the week for your experience of the theme we're exploring each week. You can find that on the Sip and Om Instagram and Facebook pages. Well, for you sitting here, let's get you back to your meditation experience, where I'll share a technique with you. I also want to share with you the week's challenge. As we begin a new series, you are always offered a challenge. Your challenge this week is to go on a freedom quest. Your freedom quest has you releasing one material attachment and one thought attachment every single day. So maybe when you wake up in the morning, you could think about some negative thought that seems to be running through your mind, and you could focus on releasing that thought throughout the day, becoming conscious of it and releasing it. You could also think about your items and possessions around you that just take up space and allow someone else to enjoy those items. Let go of them, give them to someone, donate them, and allow yourself the clarity of living more simplified. Releasing your attachment to your possessions and to emotional attachments that no longer serve you. So this is your freedom quest all week long. As you settle yourself down, begin to notice where you hold stress in your body. Maybe name that stress. Consider an emotion that may represent that stress. What triggered that stress? And then as you begin to notice your breath, as you inhale and exhale through your nose, allow yourself to calm your emotions at your own pace. Bring to mind an emotional attachment you'd like to release this week. Maybe you're constantly becoming triggered or upset by someone in your life. Or maybe you are watching the news and becoming more and more anxious. Maybe there's something you're afraid of, some fear in the future. Consider what you'd like to focus on and release this week. Just bring it to mind. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness and simply be, letting go of your thoughts and allowing your emotions to calm down, sitting in this inner stillness. Meditate and sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.